Spruce beetles are on a rampage in South Central right now, attacking hundreds of thousands of acres. At the same time, several intense wildfires are burning in the region. A coincidence? Not exactly. But as Nat Herz with Alaska Public Media reports, the relationship between fires and beetles is more complicated than you might expect.
If wildland firefighters can be said to have a nemesis, that nemesis is black spruce. So much so that they have a nickname for it.
Yeah, I've heard it like gasoline on a stick.
That's Chris Moore, a fire behavior analyst who's working with the team fighting the McKinley Fire in the Mat-Su. Wildfires can blow through black spruce in spectacular fashion, with flames blasting up in the air. But when it gets to different kinds of trees like white spruce, it slows down. And hardwoods like birch trees can even be allies to firefighters. Here's Moore again.
I don't know if it's lore or just, you know, institutional knowledge in Alaska that most of the time the hardwoods are a barrier.
Moore says that means trees like birch help keep fires from spreading. But in the McKinley Fire, he says, those usual rules haven't always held. Beetles have killed large numbers of white spruce in the Mat-Su, and the fire is spreading more easily through those trees. And even the hardwoods aren't blocking the fire spread in the way that they normally do. Those trees have also been affected by an insect called the leaf miner, which, like it sounds, feed on the leaves. But hold on. Before you go and blame these insects for the wildfires burning around the state, I need to give you some more context. Namely, that it's been ridiculously warm and dry in South Central Alaska all summer, and that several fires that blew up recently were fueled by extreme winds. Jeff Hickey is a geography professor at the University of Idaho who studies the intersection of climate, insect outbreaks, and wildfire.
Almost all the studies I think I've seen, climate is the winner. That is, that's what controls fire activity in most of these forests in Alaska. The marginal effect of having beetle kill is very small.
Known as saying that these spruce beetles and leaf miners have no effect on what's happening in Alaska right now. It's just that the influence of the heat and drought is much more pronounced. Scientists have established that the dead needles on recently killed spruce trees are more flammable, and it's likely that those dead trees can dry out and catch fire more quickly in the spring, Hickey says. But scientists haven't been able to do much research to show that beetle-killed spruce are more fire-prone or burn more severely.
The number of fires that follow beetle outbreaks is actually quite low. So that presents challenges to scientists who are studying this because the case studies are very limited.
One thing scientists do know is that the spruce beetles fare better in a warmer climate, and the spruce trees do worse. They can get drought-stressed in those conditions, making it harder for them to fend off the beetles with sap. Higher temperatures can make it easier for the beetles to survive the winter, and if it's warm enough, they can shorten their life cycle to 1 year instead of 2 years. Glenn Judet studies forestry ecology at University of Alaska Fairbanks.
All of a sudden, the lid is off. The spruce beetles are able to outrun their natural controls, and they spread out in large insect outbreaks and kill a lot of trees.
If all this talk of hotter weather and insect outbreaks is starting to sound apocalyptic, well, it is likely that Alaska is going to see more wildfires and more beetles as the climate warms. But Jude says that trend won't continue forever, because the spruce trees aren't as effective at reproducing after multiple fires. Instead, you eventually end up with more of those hardwoods, which don't burn as easily.
You've got birch, and then you've got willows, and you've got alders, and you've got some aspen. And so we're studying that very closely, because it is now an unmistakable trend.
Simulations, however, suggest that by the end of this century, it will be warm enough that even those hardwoods will start burning more readily. In Anchorage, I'm Nat Herz.